The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live on a Monday afternoon. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. At this point in the program, usually on Mondays, I make a little bit of small talk about the weekend, ask you how your weekend went, talk a little bit about Joy and I's weekend. But today, we have some breaking news. There has been a shooting at St. Anne's Hospital in Westerville. One person has been shot, and that is all we know for certain. Most of you know we have three major television networks represented here in Columbus. Two of the local TV networks are reporting just simply a person was being treated for injuries. One person has been injured, and they're saying we don't have any other details. The third local TV station is reporting that the victim has died. At this point, I don't know. So I'm passing on to you what is being reported by local media. Two of the local TV stations are simply saying one person was shot and injured and is being treated. The other TV station is saying that that person who was shot is deceased. It is being reported. And again, when things like this happen, I get very frustrated, whether it's national news or local news. The big deal is to scoop the other stations. You've got to report it first. Accuracy is not always that important as long as you report it exclusively. That's why when you tune in the evening news, you will often, and I mean often, hear heard only on our station, covered exclusively or in an exclusive interview. Really? Is that what's most important to you, that you are the only one reporting it? Or is the most important thing simply reporting the news, reporting facts, reporting truth? It's just one of my pet peeves. One of the local stations is reporting that the individual who was shot was being taken to St. Anne's from a relapse center. not quite sure what that means, but they were being taken to St. Anne's Hospital from a relapse center. Then Columbus police were called to take the person into custody. You can use your imagination as to why, what happened. Police were called, and some are reporting that it was Columbus police involved in the shooting. Others are saying it was officers at St. Anne's. St. Anne's has their own security, and some of them are armed. So at this point, we don't know a whole lot for certain. We can be certain there was a shooting at St. Anne's Hospital. We can be certain that one person was shot. Other than that, we really don't know, and I'm not going to speculate. I would assume by the time we get to the end of the program, we will have definitive news from either Westerville Police or Columbus Police, and we can confirm. But until then, there has been a shooting at St. Anne's Hospital, and that's basically all we know for sure. Here is an update on this church up in Canada, Grace Life Church in Edmonton, Alberta. We have been following this story. The pastor was arrested and put in jail. He stayed in jail for over a month. Why? He did not follow the guidelines of the local health guidelines on COVID-19 exactly. They were meeting in person. The particular municipality where this church is, they were told, no, you can't meet in person at all. The pastor said, no, we are commanded by Scripture to meet together. We're going to meet together. He was warned. He went ahead and met, arrested, spent over 1 month in jail. Well, he was released, and all of the charges but one have been dropped, and he is awaiting trial. That was supposed to start in May, but last week, the judicial authorities in Edmonton, Alberta said, we need more time to gather evidence. It will probably be the end of the summer. Well, that left the church in limbo as to whether they could meet. The pastor made it clear, we plan on meeting. So local police, health department officials, as well as Canadian federal police showed up and erected a chain link fence all the way around the church. Now, I want you to think of the ramifications of this. They put up a chain link fence all the way around the church and said, nope, can't come in. You can't enter the church for any reason. Fast forward to yesterday. About 400 people showed up yesterday morning, Sunday morning, and began to tear down the barricade and the fence. Reinforcements were called, and by reinforcements I'm talking police, I believe military, although I'm not certain, and the folks from the church were prohibited from entering the building. 200 police officers in riot gear were sent to disperse the crowd. I want you to, again, think about this. Imagine the picture. Here is a church that has been fenced off by government authorities and told, you can't worship. I don't believe we've ever seen this in Canada. I don't believe we've ever seen this in the United States of America. We would see this in China. We would see this in other communist countries. But in Canada or America? And so the members of the church and others began tearing down the barricade. Police showed up in riot gear, turned them away, and they were forced to meet either outside or in secret. Now, again, I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to be melodramatic. I'm not. But think of this. In Canada, yesterday, Christians were forced to do what Christians have been doing in China for years. Has that happened here in America? No, although in California, close. Here in Ohio, no. Thank God. And again, whatever else you think of Mike DeWine, we can thank God that Mike DeWine never shut down churches. Never. So anyway, over 400 Christians showed up at this church, attempted to break down the chain link fence, the barriers, so that they could go in and worship. And they were turned away by police in full riot gear. And they were forced to meet for worship as Christians are forced to do in China or other communist countries. This is not China. This is Canada. And again, I don't deal in sensationalism. I really don't. But if the liberal left were to have their way in America, that will happen here as well.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, now two of our local TV stations are confirming that one person is dead as a result of the shooting at St. Anne's Hospital. The other station is still saying someone is being treated for injuries at the scene. But one station is reporting that Columbus police have confirmed that the individual that was shot has died. We, again, don't know the details, but a shooting has occurred at St. Anne's Hospital, and two of the three local TV stations are reporting that the person that was shot has died. And the only thing else we know, evidently it was a Columbus police officer who fired the shot or shots rather than St. Anne's. When this first broke around 2:30, it was being reported that it was an officer from St. Anne's. Now they're reporting it was a Columbus officer. So we will we'll know more details as the day goes on. Also, in Minnesota, you have probably heard there was a shooting there. An individual in a car was pulled over by local police. The person had a warrant for their arrest, an outstanding warrant. Police approached the vehicle, asked the person to get out. The person got back in the car and sped away. One police officer fired one shot and killed the driver of the car. Now, here is where it gets more complicated. The individual shot and killed was black, sadly. The police officer, we don't know the race, but we believe it was a female police officer. And the police officer is reporting to authorities it was an accident, that they reached for their taser, grabbed the taser, but got their service revolver instead, and instead of firing the taser, fired the gun and fired a fatal shot. Don't know. That's what the police chief is reporting. So, as a result, riots, buildings being destroyed, a great deal of looting last evening, And I just watched a little bit of a press conference with the, I think, you know, of course, Minneapolis, St. Paul are twin cities. I believe this was the mayor of St. Paul. And you would think at a time like this, when Minneapolis has had so many of the riots concerning George Floyd and the great potential for more violence, depending upon what the verdict is in that trial, you would think that the mayor would hold a press conference and do his best to calm tensions. Remind people, folks, we don't know the details yet. Please, please, please let the legal system play out. Let's not respond in a knee-jerk reaction. Let's not burn. Let's not loot. When you do that, you're hurting your own community. But instead, in the few minutes that I watched of the news conference, he is angry. And he's pumping his fist and saying, why does this happen over and over and over and over again? Implying that a police shooting of a black individual is almost a daily occurrence. And it's not. Does that diminish the tragedy of anybody losing their life? No. It certainly does not. But it's also not a daily occurrence. We will find out about Chauvin, the former police officer there in Minneapolis, about his guilt. At this point, we just don't know. But instead of trying to calm the situation, the mayor was angry and visibly agitated and then declares a curfew. And then at the very end of his angry speech, basically implying that all police officers just want to go out and shoot black people. That's kind of what he was implying. At the very end, he said, we're going to have a curfew tonight. And we're working with our partners in the police department. What? I just wish that in times like this, there would be calming voices. Not ignoring problems, not ignoring difficulties, but calming voices rather than inciting more anger, vitriol, and, of course, violence. So the mayor and the governor have declared a curfew in that area for tonight. So we'll see. I hope there will not be more violence. And again, let's find out the truth. Okay? Let's just find out the truth. All right, top of the hour break. We'll be back.